Welcome to the Licking County Locker Room on Kate 98.7. Live at Ship Brothers Brewing, tonight's show is brought to you by Shamrock Printing, Licking Memorial Health Systems, Par Excellence STEM Academy, Buckeye Valley Equipment, Lashley Tractor Sales, Desserts Bakery, Wright Brothers Power Equipment, and Ship Brothers Brewing. Here's Brian Mays with the Licking County Locker Room on Kate 98.7.
And a pleasant good Monday evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Licking County Locker Room, live from Ship Brothers Brewing in downtown Newark, the final day of September in 2024. I think we're all feeling fall right around the corner after what we experienced over this past weekend, starting with Friday and the temperatures dropping a little bit. But whether it's raining out or the sun is out, it's cold, it's warm, whatever, you can't go wrong when you come into Ship Brothers Brewing on a Monday evening. Happy hour, appetizers, drinks, anything you can name it, just come on in, get yourself a great deal on food and beverages as you can every Monday night throughout the high school football season. Hard to believe, 6 weeks are in the books, and we've got some interesting matchups coming up as teams try to battle for LCL championships and get into the playoffs. And it started last week with the opening games of the LCL Cardinal and the LCL Buckeye. And our game of the week was Friday night as Hurricane Helene came rolling in. We wondered, would we play? What type of weather conditions? Well, we were at Granville, homecoming for the Blue Aces, as they entertained Watkins Memorial. Granville came in unbeaten after five games, and Watkins was looking for their first victory. But sometimes you never know what might happen on the gridiron, and that's exactly what took place, as it was a heck of a ball game. It was scoreless through one quarter of play as the Warriors and Blue Aces battled, but then Watkins had an opportunity to get on the board first, and even a late April Fool's by yours truly of who scored, but it was the Warriors who got pay dirt the first time around.
Deep drop. He is looking deep, and he's got a man, and it's a touchdown for the Wildcats. For the Warriors, John Apel. John Apel with the catch. 40-yard touchdown throw. Great throw by...
And Watkins Memorial went on top 6-0. Now, in my defense, my power was out, my back hurt, it was windy, it was rainy, and I'm an old man. So give me one faux pas for the year. But nevertheless, the extra point was no good, and it was 6-0 Watkins. And that's the way it stayed to almost the very end of the first half. But Granville had one more opportunity to hit pay dirt, and they took advantage.
Third and six. Long, he's looking over the middle again. Is it caught? It is! For a touchdown! We cannot see who it is because they're on the ground. I think it's Terrible. He is still down. Vicious hit. And he also went very hard to the ground. It is a touchdown with 45 seconds left. So we are tied at 6.
Extra point was good, and that made it 7-6. Jacob Culver was actually the individual who made the catch between two defenders. He did bang up his shoulder and was unable to return in that ballgame. But it was 7-6 Granville at the end of the first half. The Blue Aces got the ball to start half number two, and they wasted no time getting on the board.
Talbot on the right of Long. He will look to keep it. Good blocking up front. And it's a touchdown for the Blue Aces from 5 yards out. Beckett Long, following his line, gets into the house for a touchdown and extends Granville's lead to 13-6.
Extra point was good once again. It was 14-6. But Watkins, again, a team that had not won all season long, responded right away on their very next possession. They said, we're not letting this game get out of reach.
He's pressured. Now eludes one guy, but nobody is open. And now he just throws it in the back of the end zone. And a man is wide open. And I believe it is a touchdown. And it is. And there's going to be a flag on the play. It'll be unsportsmanlike against Watkins. The touchdown will count, But then the receiver threw the ball up in the air and unsportsmanlike against Watkins.
And that did come into play, but the extra point, they decided to go for two, and Drew Samsel, the quarterback, who had a really good game, was able to take it in. It did tie it up at 14, but because of that unsportsmanlike, they had to kick it off from their 25-yard line. Still, we went to the fourth quarter, and it was 14-14, but the air attack of Granville, which kind of been silenced all night long, it finally got into play in quarter number four.
At the Warrior 31, second and one, Long will throw this time. He is looking deep, and it is caught by Kirby Housecall, Blue Aces! And Kirby, they've been trying all night for that pass across the middle. They hit Pater with it in the fourth quarter, and it's Granville up 20-14.
Once again, the extra point was good. Then after the kickoff, on the very next play, the ball game turned.
And it's an inside handoff, and the push will go to about the 25-yard line. And was the ball taken away? No signal from the officials. They've gone into the end zone, and they are saying touchdown. So it's a scoop and score for the Blue Aces.
And that was Granville's Cash Thomas, the money man, taking it into the end zone for the touchdown. That made it 28-14. Bodie Schoetz adds a field goal. Final score, 31-14. Granville remains unbeaten at 6-0. And the Warriors, a tough luck loss. They fall 2-0-6. In the LCL Cardinal, Utica was able to get a nice road win on the road, beating the Lancers of Lakewood in Lakewood 44-0 to get their second victory. Utica's defense getting it done as they held Lakewood to only 54 yards of offense, and Lakewood almost doubled that. Well, they did double that with 108 yards worth of penalties. Quarterback Hayden Piper for Utica got touchdown runs of 8 and 13. Braden Thornsberry added a 10-yard touchdown run, and Mason Bowen a 1-yard touchdown run of his own. Then Piper threw a touchdown pass to senior Gavin Tussey in the final play of the first half to give Utica a 37-0 lead. And again, they cruise to the 44-0 win. They are now 2-4, unbeaten in the LCL Cardinal after one game. Lakewood now 1-5 and winless after one contest in the LCL Cardinal. Back to the LCL Buckeye will go with Licking Valley. They've had some hard-stopping games this year, haven't they? They had another one at Licking Heights. They pull it out 28-22. Heights started off scoring first with Jake Lopito with a 5-yard touchdown run, but Valley was able to come back with a couple of scores. Brody Rogers hitting Cam Walker for a 9-yard score, and then Trenton Marcus a 1-yard touchdown plunge, making it 14-6 at the break. Lopito came right back to help Heights. He was able to get a touchdown and from 71 yards out, also add the 2-point conversion, and it tied it at 14. Marcus was hurt earlier in the game for Valley. He got back in the second half, scored from 11 yards out. It made it 21-14. But Lopinto, who just had a monster of a game, scores again from 3 yards out. They decide to go for two, and they get it and lead 22-21 late in the ball game. And it came down to a couple of plays at the very end. The third to last play, then you had offsetting penalties of holding and pass interference. But the next play, Heights is called again for pass interference, and that put the Panthers deep inside the red zone, inside the five. Brady Rogers was able to keep the ball and scores the game-winning touchdown for Licking Valley as they move now to 5-1. And Licking Heights, a couple of really tough, heartbreaking losses to Buckeye Valley and to now Licking Valley. They fall to 2-4. On the season. Johnstown got a win over Heath 42-13 on homecoming as they knocked off the Bulldogs for the first time since 2018. Nana Owusu, who was just having a monster of a year in the backfield for the Johnnies, 33 carries, 233 yards, and 3 touchdowns. In all, Johnstown runs for 456 yards. Sam Marisek added 103 yards on just 13 attempts, and also one of their outstanding fullbacks, Wildcats, that being Landon Myers. He had 92 yards on 16 carries for Johnstown, who again just gets it done on the ground. Connor Corbett, who was injured last week, he did return for Heath and was able to get a 67-yard touchdown pass on a halfback pass to his senior wide receiver, Josh Jones. And actually, Heath did lead early in that game, 6-0. But then Johnstown scored 28 unanswered to go ahead and cruise to the victory. The Wildcats of Newark were on the road in the OCC Buckeye, playing at Canal Winchester, taking on the Indians. And again, Newark gets off to a great start, which they've done all season long, blocking a punt Preston Lunsford did and got it into the end zone. So Newark had an early 7-0 lead, but Canal Winchester was able to rally, and again, just an avalanche in the second quarter. They were able to pull away in the second half and get a 31-7 victory. Canal was just able to run the ball at will, 267 yards. Corey Howard leading the way with 151 yards and two touchdowns. Colton Peterson led the way for Newark. He had 18 carries for 89 yards. Bodie Smith, 9 of 22 in very difficult conditions. The rain we had here, which stopped, continued over in the Columbus area in the second half, making it very difficult to throw the football. 9 of 22 for 79 yards and an interception. So Newark falls to 4-2 on the season and 1-2 in OCC Buckeye play. So the games coming up that we have this Friday night, we'll talk about it a lot more with our Northridge folks coming up. They entertain Johnstown in the arch rival matchup, Battle of 62. You also have in the LCL Cardinal, Heath, after a four-game road trip back home at Swain Field, they'll entertain Lakewood. Newark Catholic looking for their first win. They will be hosting Utica. And in the LCL Buckeye, it's Granville at Licking Heights. Zanesville entertains Licking Valley. Watkins on the road at Mount Vernon. And Newark continues their road trip in the OCC Buckeye. They will play at Pickerington Central against the Tigers. So when we come back, we will talk Northridge Vikings football. We'll talk to head coach Dustin Calhoun and some players as well, as you're listening to the Licking County Locker Room, live from Ship Brothers Brewing, right here on Kate 98.7.
338!
Hey, football fans. As you know, a winning team starts with preparation, guidance, and the ability to work as a cohesive unit. Let Par Excellence STEM Academy instill confidence, social skills, and teamwork from the beginning to ensure your child's success as they progress through their grade levels, kindergarten through sixth grade. At Par Excellence STEM Academy, we'll help put the student in the student athlete. Our classes and lunches are free, so enroll today. Find out more at parexcellenceacademy.org or 740-344-7222.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Visit your Coyote dealer, Buckeye Valley Equipment, 3570 National Road in Hebron, or online at buckeyevalleyequipment.com.
At Licking Memorial Health Systems, our mission is to improve the health of the community. Our facilities utilize state-of-the-art technology that surpasses the standard for community hospitals to provide excellent health care for Licking County residents. Our health care technology features surgical robotics, advanced patient monitoring systems, cutting-edge imaging, and more to enhance patient outcomes, recovery, and safety.
Life is sweeter with dessert.
When someone asks, where's the local bakery? You say, Desserts Bakery, serving 35 flavors of cupcakes, cookies, buckeyes, cake pops, donuts, and more. Order your custom cakes from Desserts Bakery for any occasion. 381 South 30th Street in Heath. Life is sweeter with desserts.
Your family will love.
Everyone says it's the journey that matters. Not so at Ship Brothers Brewing. Ship Brothers is a destination in the heart of downtown Newark that is so spectacular, there's nothing like it anywhere. Come aboard to experience incredible appetizers, outstanding burgers and sandwiches, and the one-of-a-kind beer wall. What? That's right. Don't wait on a bartender anymore. Head to the beer wall and design your own tasting flight. Ship Brothers Brewing, a one-of-a-kind sensory destination.
Shamrock Printing is the county's best-kept secret. Their customer service and attention to detail makes every order perfect, whether celebrating your seniors or your school. And don't forget about them at your office. Their efficiency and pricing makes them the best choice there, too. Shamrock Printing can now print signage on all kinds of materials, like wood, metal, plastic, and canvas. Whatever you want printed, whatever you want it printed on. Shamrock Printing, South 3rd Street, Newark.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit Lashley Tractor Sales in Zanesville, Quaker City, St. Clairsville, and Marietta, or online at LashleyTractor.com.
At Husqvarna, we want you to enjoy cutting the grass, and that's why we build easy-to-operate residential zero-turn mowers. Husqvarna Zero Turns provide superior performance and maneuverability, are comfortable to drive, and easy to maintain. They feature powerful engines, durable cutting decks, rugged frames and casters, and ergonomic controls. Everything you need to make the mowing more enjoyable. Learn more about Husqvarna zero-turn mowers at Wright Brothers Power or online at WrightBrothersPower.com.
Now, back to the Licking County Locker Room with Brian Mays at Ship Brothers Brewing on Kate 98.7.
And welcome back, everyone, as we feature tonight the Northridge Football Vikings. And I think we're in Northridge East at the moment, as this place is packed with the Northridge supporters, as they always do each time we feature the Vikings. And a lot of enthusiasm and momentum heading into the Battle of Route 62 coming up this Friday night. We welcome in Northridge head coach Dustin Calhoun. Coach, first of all, congratulations. 4 victories out of 6 contests so far. Big win against Newark Catholic last week, 42-20, getting 28 points in that last quarter to pull away and get the victory. So after 6 ball games, how are you feeling about this bunch?
We're very excited. We felt like this was not a surprise. We felt like we should be in this situation. We actually feel like we let one slip away with the double overtime loss to Grandview. But we've talked all summer long about competing, and that's been the message to the players, and they've done that so far.
You mentioned that game against Grandview Heights, and just reading some of your comments afterwards, it wasn't like, well, we played hard, we gave it our best shot. It was, we had a chance to win, and when you have those opportunities, you have to take advantage of it. And it seems like the group kind of rallied around that and have done that 2 out of the next 3 against the good opponents.
Yes. And, we talk to our players about, in life, opportunity comes, you have to take advantage of it. And that's not just on the football field. And so hopefully our players learned a lesson. You have to prepare and be ready for the moment, so when it comes, you can execute. And we didn't do it that night, but we certainly have in the other games, and look to put all that together again this week against Johnstown.
And they are making plays to win games. I mean, you even go back to week 1 against East Knox, a very good football team. You're trailing, and you get a chance to win at the end of the ball game, and they take advantage of it. A good win the following week against Fredericktown. So, and again, don't take this the wrong way, for a program that's trying to learn how to win, it seems like these guys are grasping that and saying, we are going to find ways to win.
Absolutely. And we are. We are a program that we've talked a lot about it that has to learn how to win, and we are doing that. We are in the middle of that process. At the end of last year, I talked to our team about we started the process, but now we're starting to see the rewards of all the hard work, all the concentration, all the time in practice, all the demand for executing and doing things the right way, and the team attitude and culture that's being developed, those are starting to play out. And all of a sudden, in later parts of games, when things have to happen and plays need to be made, we're making those plays.
Well, a couple of those guys making the plays are joining us as well. Cam Brannigan and Tony T, but I'm going to let Tony, you go ahead and say your last name, because everybody should know who you are.
So it's pronounced Tony Theodoropoulos.
And now everyone knows why I said Tony T, absolutely. So guys, let me ask you, Cam, we'll start with you. coach had expectations for this team coming into the season. How about you, and how do you feel where you're at right now with the four victories in six games?
Well, the main thing is about not being complacent. You got to stay hungry. Like, games that slip away is when we get complacent, and I feel like we haven't done that. Even when we're down, even when we're up, we have to stay hungry with what we got going on. We always have to keep trucking and keep working in practice, make sure that those bad days in practice, we learn from them, and that we have less of those bad days.
I love that you just used an 80s phrase, keep trucking. You're one of my favorite players right now, right off the bat. Tony, when the team was 2-2, kind of like, okay, where are we going to go from here, and you've gotten two straight victories about it, was there a sense like, okay, we can be better than this, and we can keep going?
Yeah, I think I felt that ever since before the season started. We've worked all summer. I just feel like we can strive for greatness, and we can be great this season.
And so far it's working. I know this coach right here loves physicality and loves you guys to play physical football, and it seems like you're matching anybody else's physicality right now. Is that one of the goals, is if we can control the line and be as physical as anybody else, we've got a good shot to win football games?
Yes, sir. That's where the game's won, is in the trenches. I mean, if you don't have an O-line or D-line, nothing happens.
Okay, I know you're trying to butter me up by calling me sir since he had his phrase, but you're getting there. You're getting there. Cam, how about you as well? I mean, we've had the low-scoring games where you know you can't make mistakes, and you have to be more physical than the other team. Is there, I don't want to use the word swag, but just an air of confidence, like you're not going to be beat by somebody else from that aspect of the game?
Oh, yeah. That's why we have all this effort poured into our defense, too. I mean, even if the game is low scoring, our offense knows how to eat the clock, and our defense knows how to hold people down. I mean, it's really just about being meaner and really just pursuing and being faster and wanting it more than the person across from you.
You go back to last week, and Newark Catholic, yes, they are down, but it's still Newark Catholic, and it's one of those kind of games you circle on your calendar. And to come out with a 42-20 victory and really control that second half, just kind of tell me what that kind of felt like.
It was great. I mean, being a senior and Newark Catholic always being those guys, especially my freshman and sophomore year, it was remarkable. I loved it. It was fun being a part of something like that, you know, something that you've never done before, and just being a contributor to that.
So, taking what you said earlier about not being complacent, you're coming off a huge victory. Now, it's easier knowing who's on the schedule next in being your arch rival, but, you know, is there any concern about thumping up the chest a little bit too much after a win like that?
I mean, yeah. I mean, if you got a win streak going, you got to know how to win. And knowing how to win is super important, because that's where people do get complacent. You're ahead and you want to slow down, but you can't do that. You can't do that in life. You can't do that in football. You got to keep striving for greatness, and then you'll achieve excellence from it.
And, Tony, how about you? Again, it's a really nice victory, but it's just one victory, and you've got a lot more that you want to play for.
Yeah, I mean, you take every week, one week at a time. You can't look forward, you can't look back. You just focus on the game that's coming up.
And are games like that won sometimes maybe in the off season, what you guys did in practice and, you know, in those hot days in August before the season starts and things like that? Because nobody enjoys it, but I guess when you can see the, you know, the effects of what you guys did in games like that, I mean, does that kind of build you guys moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, of course, the off-season, it's grueling, but I think it really helps instill work ethic and make sure, like, no matter what during the game, no matter how tired you are, you're still working to your full ability to win that game, win every rep.
Coach, what about, and we're going to have some more seniors join us in the next break, talk about the senior class, because they've got to buy into you. Basically, when you came here, this is your second year, but it's, all right, are we going to listen to this guy and try to make a difference? And it seems like they've jumped on board full circle.
Absolutely. You know, when I got here, I, you know, presented them with, look, that where we are is not where anybody wants to be, and to move forward, you're going to have to trust me. and you're going to have to do something you've never done before, and you're going to have to work in a different way and work harder than you ever have before. And you brought up the summer conditioning. I felt like this summer was harder, and they've all said that to me, harder than it's ever been on them. But I could see the confidence building in them. I could see the strides that they were making over the summer, that they were pushing through reps and finishing things that they hadn't done before. And that's come back, to surface in the games now. And this senior class is a special class. We only have five seniors, so it's not a large class, but it's a talented class, and it's a class that that is absolutely, each and every one of them has been major contributors, really all 4 years that they've been here, and they deserve to win football games with what they've done and how hard they've worked. So I'm just glad to see them get what they deserve.
Cam, for seniors, sometimes it's just, I want to be done with high school and get the heck out and move on to the next chapter in whatever it might be. But I think sometimes with football players, and especially when you're trying to have a very special season, is it also about the legacy that you're going to leave for the kids watching you in elementary and middle school and saying, if you do these things, you're going to have success at the high school level?
You really do want to set an example, like, because all these kids who are by the football field playing football who aren't always watching, they're going to watch eventually. They're going to want to be that winning team. They're always going to want to be as great as those players that are on the field, because it's hard work, but that's why kids peter out at football. But once they see that hard work pays off and it's really truly something special, that's for the ones who stay.
Tony, what was it like week one, the new stadium, the atmosphere, and like Cam alluded to, you're having a lot of youngsters watching this program, watching you guys play in something that folks had dreamed about for decades in the new stadium. So what was that like that evening?
I mean, it's a great feeling. The community believes in us and wants to help us improve our facilities and have better seasons, just get better. And having those younger kids look up to us, it feels great just knowing that we can leave an impact on the younger generation.
Were there even more nerves? I mean, you always have nerves starting a season, but was that even a different type of nervousness that night?
I think a little bit, but after that first play's over, it's just all kind of gone. It feels like a normal game.
All right, so now we move to Johnstown. They're having a very good season as well. 5-1, they're running the football as they always do. Coach, you've been on both sides of this matchup. There's going to be really, I don't think, any surprises Friday night, but to see both programs taking a step this year, I'm just sure the buzz, people cannot wait for Friday to get here.
Yeah, we're all very excited, and it's a special rivalry, and we're just excited that it's a rivalry again, and we've talked a lot about that within our program as to, hey, we're going to make this a rivalry again, and we're going to earn the respect of Johnstown, and that's what we're going to do this weekend. We're excited for it. We've prepared for it. We're looking forward to it. And we've talked a lot about, you know, we have guys on our team that are close friends with a lot of guys on their team. I'm certainly close friends with all their coaches. And you can have respect and you can have friendship, and then you can go out and compete like you've never competed before, and it makes that game even more special when you're playing against someone that you know, that maybe later on at times you'll be with as friends. It really makes it special to compete against those people.
I have to be honest, we're doing that game Friday night, and I can't wait. I am chomping at the bit to have it. But we were able to see Johnstown earlier this year against Granville, and they were toe-to-toe with them for a while, and Granville pulled away. But again, controlling the line of scrimmage, you know they want to have multiple running backs have the football. Is there anything that you key on with that type of running attack?
That's the secret to what they do. They do it very well. People say, well, coach, you've coached there before, so you know what you're going to do. And I laugh and say, everybody knows what they're going to do. That's the secret that Mike has done, is we know what they're going to do, but so does every team. Stopping, it's a different story. They're very good. They're very disciplined, and they've got good players that play hard and are very well coached. So Yeah, we know what to expect, and we think that that we can bring some physicalness to the game as well. And we feel like we're ready to compete. We were close last year, but not quite there. And we feel like we've taken steps forward to go out and get the victory this weekend.
Tony, Coach mentioned discipline in getting ready for Johnstown, because you can get amped up big time for a game like this. But, you know, if they do their schematic stuff right, you have to do your schematic stuff right. So how important is this week in just making sure you're in the right positions and understanding what takes place for Friday?
I mean, discipline's important. Every play, just doing your job, you have to have discipline, not to try to do too much and just do your job. It takes all 11 to do their job. Stay disciplined each play.
Cam, what can you add to that? Because it is, I mean, it's going to be an electric atmosphere. There's no question about it. So how do you want to be amped up to play, but how do you temper that going into the ball game?
Well, it really, the game is really all about energy. Like, who wants it more? Who has more energy? Who really wants to go out there and hit someone in the mouth more? So you really can't let that fly, too. Like, you got to channel that into something productive for your team. Like what Tony said, it's 11 people on the field, and you're just one of 11. And if you're one of 11 making your plays that you can make, then, and if everyone's doing that, we're going to do great. But we just got to fly around, I mean, have fun and play football just like any other game. But this one's special, and this one, everyone wants to win.
I guess you don't have to say a lot to even the underclassmen for this ball game. There really doesn't need to be a rah-rah speech on Friday.
No, they know what's going on. They'll be as hyped as everyone else.
Is it also leading up to this week, when you have the outside noise, and I guess I'll throw social media in there, but even just people hanging around, hitting you on the back, and good luck, and we really want you to win this one, and things like that. Is that any extra pressure, or can you block all that out for Friday and just, like you said, focus on it for you and your teammates?
I mean, it's really just how you take it. Like, you can block it out, but you can also use it as fuel. Like, you got people backing you and in the sport that you're playing, and they have faith in you and they want you to succeed, and that's truly something special, having a community like that pushing you forward, and that's great, and it's just extra fuel for the fire that we can take to Johnstown.
Coach, he mentions community, and we see the great response here tonight. Saw the great response at the ceremony for the stadium, and you knew a little bit about it before you took over this job, but has even the community support maybe even surprised you a little bit, or just how intense it has been for this?
Living in the area in Johnstown and owning a business in Johnstown and employing kids from Northridge, I had an idea what I was getting into. But no, absolutely, I've been very surprised, pleasantly surprised with the support, the quality of kids in the Northridge School District, the quality of parents and families. It really makes it enjoyable when you're working with quality people. And the support has been tremendous. Our kids all come from great families, and it just makes it fun.
And it is just for that moment. I mean, everybody is going to be looking at this game within the county and really, you know, saying, okay, which one of these teams might really be for real? Because you still have a lot of big ball games to go after this. I mean, you want the bragging rights, but there's going to be a lot to play for, win, lose, even after this contest.
Absolutely. This is a game that is important, but it's not the entire season. But that's part of it, is taking advantage and being ready and prepared when the big one comes. When your time comes to make a play, you make the play. When our time comes to get to compete in a big game like this, we go out and compete. You know, and when this game's done, we'll move on to the next week. But we're going to do everything we can this week to concentrate on this week.
Tony T, Cam, Coach, thank you so much. We look forward to seeing you Friday night. Should be a good one. Thanks, guys. All right, we'll take a break from some more Northridge seniors on and talk about the game with Johnstown in the season as you're listening to the Licking County Locker Room live from Ship Brothers Brewing on Kate 98.7.
This is the Licking County Locker Room Show on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
3-38!
Hey, football fans. As you know, a winning team starts with preparation, guidance, and the ability to work as a cohesive unit. Let Par Excellence STEM Academy instill confidence,
social skills, and teamwork from the beginning to ensure your child's success as they progress through their grade levels, kindergarten through sixth grade. At Par Excellence STEM Academy, we'll help put the student in the student athlete. Our classes and lunches are free, so enroll today. Find out more at parexcellenceacademy.org or 740-344-7279.
Licking Memorial Health System's mission to improve the health of the community extends above and beyond providing quality health care services to Licking County residents. We value service and philanthropy and support local organizations that uplift and strengthen the entire community. LMHS is committed to supporting community benefits in arts and culture, housing and economic improvement, youth activities, social service organizations, higher education, and community service.
Shamrock Printing is the county's best-kept secret. Their customer service and attention to detail makes every order perfect, whether celebrating your seniors or your school. And don't forget about them at your office. Their efficiency and pricing makes them the best choice there, too. Shamrock Printing can now print signage on all kinds of materials, like wood, metal, plastic, and canvas. Whatever you want printed, whatever you want it printed on. Shamrock Printing, South 3rd Street, Newark.
Husqvarna's riding lawnmowers are designed from the turf up to deliver cutting-edge performance and versatility for any sized property. Powerful, durable, and easy to operate, Husqvarna riding lawnmowers feature air induction technology cutting decks for superior cutting and pedal-operated transmissions for maximum operator control. And Husqvarna riding lawnmowers can be equipped with a wide variety of attachments to help you maintain your property any time of the year. Check out the versatility of Husqvarna riding mowers at Wright Brothers Power in Newark.
Turn your trash into a win with Win Waste Innovations. With Win Waste Innovations as your trash and recycling provider, your garbage will be handled locally, reliably, and sustainably at every step. Building on the legacy of Waste Away and Adkins Disposal, our team in Heath delivers custom waste solutions for homes and businesses across Central Ohio, all backed by 7-day-a-week customer service. Visit win-waste.com or call 1-866-WIN-WASTE.
Hi there, it's Haley from Mike's Roofing, and we're having a vinyl siding sale. Get the best prices of the year now. Call me at 740-763-2867, and I'll send out my Uncle Nicky to give you a free estimate. Then I'll send my dad and my brother over to complete the job. We use Pervious siding bought locally at MRV. You don't want to miss out. The vinyl siding sale, I'll be waiting for your call. 740-763-2867. And don't forget, we do roofs too.
Text mikesroofing.net.
Really, Dad?
Everyone says it's the journey that matters. Not so at Ship Brothers Brewing. Ship Brothers is a destination in the heart of downtown Newark that is so spectacular, there's nothing like it anywhere. Come aboard to experience incredible appetizers, outstanding burgers and sandwiches, and the one-of-a-kind beer wall. What? That's right. Don't wait on a bartender anymore. Head to the beer wall and design your own tasting flight. Ship Brothers Brewing, a one-of-a-kind sensory destination.
Tank top, sweater, raincoat, snow parka. Which was it this morning when you left home? Hi, Chase Houston of Houston Plumbing and Heating. Ohio weather isn't predictable, but one thing sure is, York and Houston. For comfort you can count on year-round, call us today for a free estimate on an energy-efficient York heating and cooling system. When the temperature outside is up and down, York and Houston Plumbing and Heating will keep your inside cozy and comfy. Call us today at 740-763-3961. One call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
Let's get back to the Licking County Locker Room with Brian Mays at Ship Brothers Brewing on Kate 98.7.
And we've got the rest of the Northridge senior class with us right now. Dylan Chambers, Jade Davis, and Ben Amont. And guys, first of all, congratulations for victories. And we'll kind of just go round and round here. But when we had Coach and your other seniors on here, everybody felt like we could have a special season. So, Ben, we'll start with you. Was that your feeling coming into to camp and then as the start of season, like if we do what we can, we're going to have a good year?
Yeah, definitely. I would say the senior class has really just been strong. We had a few kids who quit, but the main core of the kids who stayed, they really put in everything they have, and they're great leaders. So we knew we'd have a good leading class to just lead us through here, and we have a great junior class who's very talented, and we have some sophomores that stepped up. and we really just worked hard this summer, so I knew it was going to be a special one.
Jake, how do you feel about this group? And even I'll ask, how do you feel about your fellow senior teammates? Because it is a small group, but it seems like it's a tight-knit group, and you guys are going to lead by example.
Yeah, we're not just close on the football field. We're close outside of school, too. So we built that relationship, and we have that out on the field. And like Ben said, our other juniors and seniors have really stepped up, and the sophomores, too. Come up and give us that leadership, and there'll be some great leaders next year, too.
All right, Deep Radio Voice, what are your thoughts about the senior group?
We've been close for, like, ever.
And then whenever we were younger, we were, like, always really good, and then we just stuck together, and we only lost a couple seniors. And then now that we're all seniors, we're making our last one count.
So 4-2 at this point, and, again, one of the other questions I asked was, you start off with two wins at home. It was very exciting in week one with the new facility and getting that victory. Then a tough road loss to Grandview Heights, and then you travel to Milan Edison. So you're 2-2, and this is the point where you could make or break the season. What was the thought with you guys as you got ready to host Zanesville and say, okay, we can't let this slip away at this point?
I'll just say being able to return home is just a great atmosphere. And we've done pretty good at home so far, and I just think it really boosts us to just show out for our community. And we really just, like, we really had this, like, talk that we just had to, we couldn't let this season that we were having slip away from us. And we knew we just had to make it count, and no matter what the score was going to be, if we scored a lot or a little, that we'd just get it done. We couldn't let a little halftime lead slip like we did against Grandview Heights, and we managed to win, and I just think it's great going into the rest of the season.
Jake?
Yeah, coming off those two losses, we had to have a great week of practice in order to get back on track, and I think we did that, and then we used those two losses to fuel us. Like, we were tired of that super close loss to Grandview. That hurt bad. And then Edison, they took it to us, and so we took that fire and anger and took it into the next week, and our defense really stood up.
Dylan, getting that road win last week, because you had a couple of tough road losses, was it important to get a road victory? Because you had been so solid at home, but you're going to need to win a couple of road games to make sure you get into postseason play. How big was that?
The road win was really good. It felt good. And then, like everyone, like, we just got a new stadium, so, like, everyone was happy, and that's why we're winning on that. And then now we just got to try and keep going.
Are you the more level-keyed of this group? It just kind of seems like you're just down the middle. Would that be correct?
Yep.
I can tell that. Jake, you switched positions. What was that like?
It was cool. I've always, when I moved here in middle school, I played tight end before then, and so I was planning on doing that, but then I switched to center, and so I kind of had that background in it, and I've really enjoyed the switch. It's been fun.
Anything you had to do differently with technique or anything, or you still had maybe those old skills that you had before?
Yeah, when I'm more in tight, the blocking is kind of the same, but then split out, it's a lot harder to block a DB who's a lot more quick and agile, so I've had to work on that. And obviously route running, I haven't had to do that in a couple of years, so I had to work on the footwork.
And I don't know how many defenses know, you don't see a lot of tight ends involved in you know, things like that. So has that been a benefit or an advantage, you think, as well?
Yeah, it's been fun. We have a lot of, like, tight end pop passes and power passes, so a lot of teams don't like to cover the tight end or don't notice him slipping out, so it's been great.
So, Ben, are you jealous as a wide receiver that a tight end gets some balls now?
Slightly jealous, but when it helps the team, I'm all for it.
Absolutely. Okay. And then you have somebody on special teams who thinks they're important, taking it to the house on a kickoff return. Let's talk about that. I mean, those are game-changing plays when you're able to do it. So talk us through that, and maybe just kind of did the C part, or just great blocking, or your exceptional speed? What was it?
Special teams is key. That's what, like, wins games, and that's more important. And, like, you need to put the best athletes on it so then they can do the job, because you need great field position and all that stuff just to get it started and get the offense going.
When I talked to Coach Calhoun, we talked about you guys having been the leaders to buy into him last year. So when he came in, what were your thoughts? And I'd say it's turned out pretty good, but was it, I don't say a difficult thing, but when you're dealing with a coaching change, what did you see in him that made you think, hey, let's follow this guy, let's make it work?
I would just say the first thing is when we were going through the interview process and he came and he talked to us, he said, don't pick me unless you're willing to work hard and you want it. And I really just think I respected that a lot, and it just made me ready to work and ready to just go out there. And I knew his background. He was a good coach, and he's been around a good program. So I was really looking forward to seeing what he brought to the program.
Jake, what are your thoughts?
Coming in, we knew he had that experience at the college level, and so that really helped us. And like Ben said, coming in, he said he's going to make us work hard, and that's the only way we're going to do it. So,
Dylan?
No, coming in, we knew he was going to push us, and in the summer, that's what he did, and so then we can get ready for the season.
And then also, another question we asked your fellow teammates was, as seniors, you're leaving your legacy for the group behind you. So, you know, how you do reps in practice, how you present yourself on and off the field, do you enjoy, Dylan, we'll start with you on this one, do you enjoy that kind of responsibility, especially in a small school where you are being looked at basically 24/7?
All the underclassmen, they look up to us, and, like, if we do something, they do it. So, like, we got to set a good example for them.
And is that something that you relish? I mean, some people, I go back old school, but Charles Barkley, I don't want to be a role model. I just want to go out and play. So being a 17, 18-year-old, that sometimes can be extra pressure. But you're okay with that?
Yeah.
Fair enough. There's the one-word answer we've been looking for, and by God, we got it. All right, Jake, what about you?
It's been weird, like, coming into school, and, like, we're the seniors now and going into practices. Like, we got to be the leaders. And so it's been a change, but I think I've enjoyed it, and it's nice being able to lead the team and set an example for the younger guys.
Have you been able to see even a difference with maybe some of the underclassmen, you know, learning how to do things maybe a little bit better, a little bit tighter, even from last year's practices and games?
Yeah, in practice especially, our underclassmen are working hard, and like whether they're over there on scout or they're coming up and maybe getting some varsity reps, they're putting in the work and they're working real hard. They're not just taking reps off.
And Ben, how about you? So, again, people are watching what you do, what you say. I threw that in there just so we knew you'd have to say something good here. But really, how is that for your senior year?
I enjoy it. I enjoy having a leadership role. I like just being able to be a guide for the underclassmen so they can see what to do and what not to do. See, like, even my mistakes are learning lessons for them. And I enjoy being able to be a role model for them. And I had some good seniors when I was younger who really just helped me grow. So I just want to be that person for them. I've also had some not so good leadership in the past from seniors. And so I don't want to be like them. You know, I want to be better than them and set up our younger grades and put them in a better position to succeed when they're seniors.
All right, we've delayed it long enough. It's Johnstown week. It's the Johnnies Friday night at home. It's a game that everybody looks forward to. Everybody gets amped up. We're going to do the game on radio Friday. Very excited for that. So how do you have the emotion and energy by also tempering it and not getting too overexcited for Friday's contest? Whoever wants to take it first. Well, that means one of you has to start. So,
yeah, the game is obviously a big rivalry, so we got to take a different energy and focus into practice. And a good week of practice will lead into that game. And we got to be extremely focused, play extremely hard, harder than we've ever played before, because they're obviously doing well this year.
Does that, when it is a rival, does that help at all? Because they are no slouch at all. They're playing very well. The running game is exactly what Coach Carter wants. Does that help get ready for this game on Friday night?
Oh, yeah. It definitely motivates us. Them being good, we know we're going to have to be even more focused than we would, even if they weren't doing so hot. So.
All right, Ben, you're up.
I just think whether they're having a good year or not, they're always a tough team to play. They play physical. But we just have to come out there and we have to play harder than we have before. We have to practice harder than we ever have before. I just think at the end of the day, it comes to who wants it more. And let's be honest, they don't like us. We don't like them. It's going to be a war out there, but we're going to win. So.
All right. You can't say, Dylan, I agree with both of them. You have to add something to this conversation. So go ahead.
All right. It's Johnstown week. Everyone's ready. Northridge, that's a big deal. They've been a rivalry game forever. And like Utica used to be. And now they're like slowly going down. And Johnstown's the biggest game ever. And it's our senior year. So we need to come out strong, come out hard, come out fast, and win.
See, he nailed. Go ahead, sir.
I just think also giving, like, this game is huge because it also gives us a chance to win the league, which we haven't done. I don't even know if we've ever done, but we haven't done in a while, certainly. And I just think that's extra fuel going into this week, and it's just really propelling us to try harder and hit harder and just be in a better mindset going through the game. And we just can't let our emotions get the best of us because it's hard when we're playing them because we know them. And
well, and that's the thing. It can be such an emotional game. And I know you're going to have to temper Dylan with his emotions. There's no question about that. But, you know, it is what you do kind of leading up to that game, you know, in practice and understanding. Because there's going to be maybe a trick play here or there, but everybody knows what you guys are going to do, what they're going to do, and it's who executes the best, and like you said, who maybe takes it up that little bit of a notch on Friday. So going back to your leadership this week, is it important that you guys lead by example more, not necessarily more of just the physical play, but just keeping everything in perspective getting into Friday's game?
Yes, I would say so. I think as much physically, it's mentally. You have to keep everyone in the right mindset, and even when they mess up, you have to lift them up instead of break them down. But you have to inform them for what they did wrong, and just be ready to get back after it. And I think it will come down to who's more physical, but who's also more mentally prepared, who's watched more film, who just sees what the other team's gonna do and doesn't hesitate.
For Jake and Dylan, when it's 5 minutes before kickoff, or we'll say when you're still in the locker room before you head up for the final time, the butterflies are going to be there, the nerves are going to be there, you're going to hear the crowd starting to cheer. What will you want to focus on before you head out and really get ready for that first play after kickoff, unless he returns it to the house on the kickoff?
I think just my job and doing my job the first play, and then that'll get things rolling for the rest of the game and just stay in that mindset of focused and just go hard all the time.
Dylan?
You want to like remember all your blocking jobs and all the plays and all that, and you want to make sure that we go out there and win and take one to the crib again.
There you go. And this is why you play high school football. It's for games like this, right? I mean, again, the hard work that you put in the off season, the practice leading into it, and I think it's just going to be a tremendous, tremendous football game. So last question before I let you go. The support you even see here tonight, what is it like playing for the Northridge community?
I think it's great, especially this year. I think our community has really grown and just showed out, and like our first two games we had some undefeated teams come back, and they just supported us and they sponsored us with different things, and it's just amazing to see just how big our community truly is and how much they come together when there's a common good or, you know,
something to rally around. Dylan?
It's great. Our community all like stayed close. Like, we have a bunch of alumni around, and they all get together still and hang out, and it's just great. And then like whenever we graduate, we'll do the same thing, and our kids will go there, and we'll all be close still.
Yeah, I think the hype with the new stadium and then us starting out 2-0 has really brought the community together and excited them for this season. And so I think this will be a big game. The fans are going to show out. The community is going to show out. It'll be a packed house.
Guys, you've done a tremendous job turning the program around. I know you've got a lot more goals ahead of you, beating your arch rival, winning the league, and heading into postseason play. Off to a great start. Thanks for joining us, and good luck Friday night. We'll wrap up this edition of the Licking County Locker Room after our final timeout here from Ship Brothers Brewing on Kate 98.7.
The Coyote NS tractor has everything you need to get the job done right without all the extras.
So maybe I can use my real voice now?
No.
Never mind. The Coyote NS tractor is a no-nonsense workhorse that doesn't rely on flashy displays to prove its worth.
You still gotta do the thing.
Oh yeah.
Coyote, we dig dirt.
Visit your Coyote dealer, Buckeye Valley Equipment, 3570 National Road in Hebron, or online at BuckeyeValleyEquipment.com.
Life is sweeter with dessert.
When someone asks, where's the local bakery? You say, Desserts Bakery, serving 35 flavors of cupcakes, cookies, Buckeyes, cake pops, donuts, and more. Order your custom cakes from Desserts Bakery for any occasion. 381 South 30th Street in Heath. Life is sweeter with desserts.
Your family will love sweetness of.
Everyone says it's the journey that matters. Not so at Ship Brothers Brewing. Ship Brothers is a destination in the heart of downtown Newark that is so spectacular, there's nothing like it anywhere. Come aboard to experience incredible appetizers, outstanding burgers and sandwiches, and the one-of-a-kind beer wall. What? That's right. Don't wait on a bartender anymore. Head to the beer wall and design your own tasting flight. Ship Brothers Brewing, a one-of-a-kind sensory destination.
A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability and versatility built in, like Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Z-Series mowers that deliver a quality cut, and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
Visit Lashley Tractor Sales in Zanesville, Quaker City, St. Clairsville, and Marietta, or online at lashleytractor.com.
At Licking Memorial Health Systems, our mission is to improve the health of the community. Our facilities utilize state-of-the-art technology that surpasses the standard for community hospitals to provide excellent health care for Licking County residents. Our healthcare technology features surgical robotics, advanced patient monitoring systems, cutting-edge imaging, and more to enhance patient outcomes, recovery, and safety.
At Husqvarna, we want you to enjoy cutting the grass, and that's why we build easy-to-operate residential zero-turn mowers. Husqvarna Zero Turns provide superior performance and maneuverability, are comfortable to drive, and easy to maintain. They feature powerful engines, durable cutting decks, rugged frames and casters, and ergonomic controls. Everything you need to make the mowing more enjoyable. Learn more about Husqvarna Zero Turn mowers at Wright Brothers Power or online at WrightBrothersPower.com.
Shamrock Printing is the county's best-kept secret. Their customer service and attention to detail makes every order perfect, whether celebrating your seniors or your school. And don't forget about them at your office. Their efficiency and pricing makes them the best choice there, too. Shamrock Printing can now print signage on all kinds of materials, like wood, metal, plastic, and canvas. Whatever you want printed, whatever you want it printed on. Shamrock Printing, South 3rd Street, Newark.
Hey, this is Chris from K-Steps Auto Body. With our company, you'll probably see our logo attached to a lot of sporting events or community functions and things like that. And the purpose for that is K-Steps really believes in community involvement. We can't do this on our own. We are really relying on having a good, strong community, both in Granville and Johnstown. It's super important to us. It's part of our core values. And that was instilled at an early age. We've always done that. K-Steps Auto Body in Granville, Johnstown, and online at k-steps.com.
K-Steps, quality you can trust.
This is the Licking County Locker Room, live at Ship Brothers Brewing on Kate 98.7.
Well, nothing like being fed another great radio idea a minute before we wrap up, but I digress, you know? Boy, I tell you, some of these Northridge people, you got to watch them. You got to watch them. But we do appreciate them coming out tonight, and we wish them the best of luck, as we do the Johnnies, on what should be a great battle Friday night in the Route of 62. And you can hear it only here, right, on Kate 98.7. We'll have the pregame at 6:45 and the live kickoff at 7 p.m. Our next Monday night locker room show will be with the Heath Bulldogs. That will be this coming Monday, 6:30 here at Ship Brothers Brewing. Hopefully you can either listen to us or come in next Monday night as well. CJ, thank you very much, sir, as always, for your work here and getting us on the air and ready to go. For everybody else, this is Brian Mays. Have a great rest of your Monday evening, everybody. You've been listening to the Licking County Locker Room from Ship Brothers Brewing on Kate 98.7.
This has been the Licking County Locker Room on Kate 98.7. Tonight's show was brought to you by Shamrock Printing, Licking Memorial Health Systems, Par Excellence STEM Academy, Buckeye Valley Equipment, Lashley Tractor Sales, Desserts Bakery, Wright Brothers Power Equipment, and Ship Brothers Brewing.